start of the second quarter, Jaire Alexander had a missed tackle on Justin Fields, leaving the Bears QB plenty of room to run in for a first down. New to the Bears receiver DJ Moore, he helped Chicago down the field, and luckily, Rasul Douglas blocked the Bears from scoring their first touchdown. Cairo Santos kicked a 29-yard field goal instead for Chicago, making it Packers 7, Bears 6. With less than 5 minutes in the half, Love had a nice third down pickup with a 16-yard pass to Amari Toure. And things looked pretty promising for Green Bay, but they were forced to punt. As they usually do, though, the Packers kept us on our toes till the very end. They closed out the first half with 5 plays and 22 yards, and Anders Carlson helped Green Bay extend their lead.
Off the left hash mark, Orzik, the snap, high snap, placement made, kick to the uprights, and it is good!
52-yarder for Carlson there. Packers 10, Bears 6 to close out the first half. Aaron Jones, was great to see him again. He started the second half. He took a short pass from Jordan Love for 51 yards, and it was definitely his possession to lead.
Two receivers on the left, and the pivot Jones up the middle, blasting the end zone. Touchdown! Showtime into the end zone, and the Packers extend the lead to 16-6.
Yep, extra point was good. Packers 17, Bears 6. The Packers forced a 3-and-out for the Bears on their first possession of the second half. And then after 4 plays and 42 yards for Green Bay's next possession, Aaron Jones, he said, you know what? I want more.
Aaron Jones with the left side of the quarterback in the backfield. Snap to left, dumps it over the middle. Aaron Jones makes the catch. 25-20, Teddy Wright, he's gone to the house. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Aaron Jones, electrifying 35-yard touchdown reception. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Packers 24, Bears 6. Aaron Jones immediately ran to the tunnel while holding the back of his left leg. He did quickly return to the sideline, though. All good. And then on 3rd and 3 for Chicago, Green Bay's defense made a huge play.
And here's the snap to Fields, looking around. Fields in a tight pocket, steps up, scrambles, fumbles, puts it. It's up for grabs. Packers still up for grabs, and it looks like the Packers may have it. Let's see. It looks is like Green Bay football.
I think Rasul Douglas picked it up.
Yeah, he sure did, Larry. The Packers didn't really get anything going on after that turnover, and the Bears got their first touchdown of the game on their next possession after 6 plays and 65 yards with a pass to Darnell Mooney in the end zone. Khalil Herbert ran in for the 2-point conversion, making it a 10-point game. Packers 24, Bears 14. Jordan Love started the fourth quarter with a gorgeous 18-yard throw to Jaden Reed. Love dropped the ball in the next play. We were like, what is happening here? But he recovered it nicely, threw it 37 yards down the field to Luke Musgrave. That led to an even bigger lead for Green Bay.
Dobbs to the left side. On the wing right side to Ray. Love throws the fade. Dobbs leaping grab left to the end zone. Touchdown! Yeah. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers!
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking is right, Larry. Packers 31, Bears 14. The Bears were no match for the Packers defense on their next possession. Jaire Alexander had an amazing hit on Chase Claypool that made our whole room go, oh my God! And then Quay Walker jumped on in.
Fields takes the snap, scans the secondary with time. Now fires it up in the middle.
Intercepted.
Quay Walker at the 30 to the 25. Cutting right, breaks a tackle, spins to his left, still on his feet. 15-10. Wow. He's going to the house. Wow. For a pick six. Touchdown, Green Bay. And an opening day dagger.
Oh, never gets old from Uncle Wayne, does it? Packers 38, Bears 14. A little bit later with Aaron Jones on the sidelines, A.J. Dillon mostly took over. He had some great runs halfway through the fourth quarter. 31 yards on the possession. Jaden Reed jumped for a pass. He had a scary fall to the ground, though, leading him to hobble to the sideline while putting no weight on his right leg. He thankfully ended up being okay, just some muscle cramping. Chicago saw something in the orange. Rashawn Johnson ran in for his first NFL touchdown with 3 minutes left in the game. They went for a 2-point conversion, but nah, couldn't make it happen. Packers 38, Bears 20. It was almost quitting time for the Packers, so they brought in the big red dog, Sean Clifford, for Jordan Love right before the 2-minute warning. Love was 15 for 27, 245 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a QB rating of 123.2. They had a nice graphic on TV showing Jordan Love against Aaron Rodgers, his first time playing the Bears. Really, I mean, they were pretty equivalent, I gotta say. Final score, Packers 38, Bears 20. The Packers will head to Atlanta next week for a noon game. And we'll talk about their game from earlier today against the Panthers with a look around the league coming up next. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You are listening to Packers Football.
Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamagan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Cheer on the Pack at Harborview Pub and Eatery in Phillips, Wisconsin. Action starts at 10:30 with Shipwrecked Bloody Marys, plus popcorn and snacks during the game. And top off your game day with an all-you-can-eat rib special starting at 4 p.m. Harborview, open 10:30 a.m. every day, closed on Wednesdays. Choose delicious appetizers, sandwiches, wraps, salads, fried rib, fish fry, pizzas, and more at Harborview Pub and Eatery, located Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
The Wolfsten Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolfsten, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto, body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
I'm Shanna Quinn. Packers playback is built by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Packers won 38-20 against the Bears at Soldier Field. They'll head to Atlanta next week for a noon game. Now, let's take a look around the league. Earlier today with the noon games, in the 100th Battle of Ohio, the Browns clobbered the Bengals 24-3. Really, no one saw that one coming. Ravens also had a big game, winning at home against the Texans 25-9. Baltimore announced that their running back, J.K. Dobbins, is out for the year with a torn Achilles. Baker Mayfield had a great first game with Tampa Bay.
Shotgun look, Baker. Good snap, looking to his left, looking for the ball toward the end zone, toward Evans. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Mike Evans.
That was courtesy of Gene Deckerhoff at WXTV. That was Baker's first touchdown with Tampa Bay. Buccaneers went on to beat the Vikings on the road 20-17. First overall pick, Bryce Young, couldn't lead the Panthers to a win. The Falcons beat them at home 24-10. Like I said, that's where the Packers are going to go next week. The Commanders hosted the Cardinals and sent them back home to Arizona with a loss 20-16. Calvin Ridley, he's back.
Now scrambles to his left, still looking downfield. Now fires toward the end zone, back in the end zone. Caught for the touchdown! Calvin Ridley, his first score as a Jaguar!
That was Frank Frangie, very excited on WJXL. That was Calvin Ridley's first touchdown since the last time he played back in 2021. If you remember, he had that gambling suspension. He helped the Jaguars beat the Colts 31-21. The Niners dominated on the road 30-17 against the Steelers. The Saints, this was like such a sloppy start. They lost the fumble on the opening play of the game, but then somehow squeaked by with a win with their new QB, Derek Carr, 16-15 against the Titans. A few games that just ended along with the Packers. The Eagles beat the Patriots on the road 25-20. The Rams also won on the road 30-13 against the Seahawks. And the Dolphins, yep, also won on the road in a close game against the Chargers 36-34. Coming up in just a little bit, 7:20 kickoff, Cowboys at Giants. And of course, Queen Carrie is back. Tomorrow night, Bills at Jets. We'll see Josh Allen against Aaron Rodgers. Packers OT with Drew Olsen and Bill Schmidt is up next. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, Maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider with solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today, green for life, GFL.
Hey Packers fans, it's Wayne Larrabee. On the football field, great teams have elite talent at every position. Off the field, that's Team Chevrolet and their award-winning vehicles. Take your pick from a full lineup of trucks and SUVs, like the strong and capable Silverado or the bigger, bolder, all-new Trax. Whichever one you choose, you can count on exceptional value. That's why I drive Chevy, proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. See your southeastern Wisconsin Chevy dealer today and visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com.
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to High Wattage Play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details, so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in and everyday great prices, you save time and money too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's going to be great. Download our app today.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$699 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Game day continues.
It is showtime to the five, to the pylon. Touchdown, Green Bay.
With Packers OT, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Christian Watson, a Lambo leap.
Now hear from the players, the fans, and get updates from around the league.
35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown.
With your hosts, Drew Olsen and Bill Schmidt. On the Packers Radio Network.
Nobody really knew what to expect heading into the 207th installment of the National Football League's oldest rivalry. Green Bay Packers traveling to Soldier Field, uncharted territory. First game of the Jordan Love era. I guess we should have known. Packers prevail 38-20 at Soldier Field. A triumphant first week for Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, and the Packers. They put a stamp on this one, and we're going to have some fun this afternoon. Packers OT is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, pay as low as $19 per window and $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com. Drew Olsen, Bill Schmidt, Packers OT underway. The U.S. Cellular Talk and Text line is open for you, 414-799-1973. Billy, there's wasn't a perfect effort today, but it was pretty impressive.
It was pretty good. I've smiled a lot this year, Drew. Had a lot of good things happen. Birth of my first child. Got engaged. I haven't smiled that long like I did through the entirety of the second half. While the floodgates opened up at Soldier Field and the exits started getting hit by about the 10-minute mark of the fourth quarter. That was so sweet and satisfying, and I wanted to savor every moment of it. You're right. There's a lot to correct. There was a moment where I think Jordan Love was 9 for 19 on completion percentage, but That's why it's week one. It's a work in progress, but it's you can work, especially when you put up 31 on offense, 38 in totality, and you started out 1-0 and tied for first place in the NFC North.
Absolutely. Jordan Love in his first start at the helm, taking over for Aaron Rodgers, 15 for 27, 245 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a quarterback rating of 123.2. The touchdowns went 2 to Romeo Doubs, 1 to Aaron Jones, who left with a hamstring. That's one of the clouds today. But, Billy, I guess we're going to spend the next couple hours trying to decide which was more impressive, the Packers' offense with Jordan Love at the helm or the defense.
Or that defense that we were banking on and hoping last year was going to be the saving grace and the unit that held you above water and allowed your young offense to find its rhythm. They allowed the offense to find its rhythm here today and then delivered the knockout punch. And that call by Wayne, mid-season form, as Quay Walker bounces off a bear at the 20, reverses Fields for 6. I mean, there's so much here. And you mentioned Romeo Doubs, and that's got to be a talker throughout the day. Because last time we were together up at Lambeau Field, it was a shocker. It was surprising, and it was a little concerning when 90 minutes before the game, final preseason, you find out Romeo Doubs isn't going to work. He's going to be the only starter not there. And the hamstring tightness that lasted and plagued this team earlier on in the week was okay for Romeo Doubs. 2 massive catches. And that second touchdown grab is exactly why people are as high on Romeo Doubs as they are in that organization.
It was a thing of beauty, no question. A lot of fans sharing the meme of the official deed to the Chicago Bears being transferred from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love.
It's a good one, yep.
A lot of joy in Titletown today. South of the border, our neighbors not exactly thrilled with today's results. A lot of boos after this in the third quarter.
A lot of boos in the second half.
By the fourth quarter, a lot of people in that crowd of nearly 60-plus thousand heading for the exits. Packers defense today, Billy, 4 sacks, 6 quarterback hits, 7 tackles for a loss, 5 passes defended, a forced fumble and recovery on Justin Fields, an interception which turned into a pick 6 for Quay Walker. A solid effort for the Packers all around. We're looking forward to talking to you about it. 414-799-1973 gets you to the U.S. Cellular talk and text line. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur as the Packers prevail today 38-20 over the hated but never feared Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. It is we're off and running. Packers OT. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
Life moves fast, so should your internet. Bug Tussle would love to give new customers $10 off per month for 12 months, plus free installation from August 11th to September 10th. Get this winning deal on high-speed internet by calling Bug Tussle at 877-227-0924. Spread the love and tell 10 of your friends to call Bug Tussle too. 877-227-0924.
Home Slice Pizza in Mercer, a great place to stop by for a bite to eat, a family gathering, watch your favorite sporting event. You can choose from their signature pizzas, subs, wings, salads, cheesy garlic bread, their breadsticks with all your favorite sauces. Order to take out, dine in, or take it over to the tap house and enjoy the food with your favorite craft beer. For your convenience, you can order ahead online at homeslicemercer.com. Home Slice Pizza on Sarnio Road in beautiful Mercer, Wisconsin.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Snap to Love, looks the end zone, pump fakes, throws late, touchdown, Romeo Doubs on the post.
The first touchdown of the season, sending the Packers on the way to a 38-20 victory this afternoon at Soldier Field. Drew Olson, Bill Schmidt back with you, Packers OT. Chevrolet is proud to be the best-selling brand in Wisconsin, the official vehicle of the Green Bay Packers. Trust Chevy on your team. Visit your local Chevy dealer today. Billy, that was the first touchdown, a double pump throw from Jordan Love to Romeo Doubs. Impressive, a kind of a sidearm throw through traffic.
And delayed, allowed Romeo to clear, wasn't rushed, didn't feel the urgency because he had a lot of time back there throughout the entirety of the day.
That was his first drive as the starting quarterback for the Packers, the first drive of the new era, and it was the first of five touchdowns for the Packers today. Sargento backs the Pack and the community with Touchdowns for Hunger. For every Packers touchdown scored this season, Sargento donates $2,000 to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Billy, I'm not good at math, but that means that Sargento Touchdowns for Hunger donation today of $10,000 benefiting Hunger Task Force in Milwaukee and Paul's Pantry in Green Bay for more than 20 years. Every Packers touchdown helps defeat hunger thanks to Sargento, the official cheese of the Green Bay Packers.
Hopefully they didn't have to wait till payday of the 15th to be able to cash in that big check. I don't know that they were planning on 10 grand right out of the gates there. Because, Drew, just think about it this way. Look at the 2022 offense. The Packers put up 38 points today, 31 of it on offense with Jordan Love in his first game, first victory of his career as a starting quarterback. They don't score 30 points last year until week 10, and it took overtime to beat the Dallas Cowboys at Lambeau Field when they did it. 2 weeks later, they scored 33 in a loss at Philadelphia, the game that Jordan, remember, checks on in, that's looks right. Good, throws the touchdown to Christian Watson. One other time, they crossed 30, and it also took a Darnell Savage pick six and a Keyshawn Nixon kick return for a touchdown last year in week 17. Offense off to, safe to say, pretty dang good start.
Your memory is remarkable, Billy. I have
pretty
to say,
good start.
I have to say. We'd love to hear from you in the wake of this Packers victory. The U.S. Cellular talk and text lines open 414-799-1973. But first, we're going to hear from the Packers coach. Our locker room reports today are presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Let's go down and listen to the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur, in the wake of the 38-20 victory this afternoon at Soldier Field.
Obviously, really happy for our team. I thought, we played a complete game, four quarters. It was far from perfect, and there's a lot of cleaning up. But anytime you're plus two winning the ball, you got a great chance to win. And I thought our guys played hard. They played physical. And that's exactly what we've been talking about all season. It's just more or less our style of play. Certainly, again, a lot to clean up. We've got to be a little bit more disciplined. There's things we have to do as coaches that got to be a lot better. But it's a good start. And again, it's only one game and we'll enjoy it for 24 hours. And then we'll be on to Atlanta.
Matt, could you talk about the sequence where Jordan missed Musgrave, but then came back and hit Reed? It was either on the instant play or the play after. Just how important it is to see a guy bounce back in his growth as a quarterback.
Well, that's this game, right? You have to be resilient, and you can't allow one play to affect the next play. And we always talk about having a one-play mindset, and I think he's a resilient guy. I was really proud of his effort, his composure, his competitiveness, although I don't want him taking a lot of shots when he's running the football. you know, the one scramble allowed us to go for it on fourth down. And I got to give it up to Darnell Savage in that situation because he's the one that kind of said, "We got you, coach." And that I guess, made me a little bit more decisive in that situation to go for it. And obviously it was a big play to Aaron Jones on that critical fourth down. And, just a big moment in the game.
Obviously, there's been a lot of talk about him for months. How do you think he handled, you know, all the talk over the last couple of months, the pressure of today, you know, the whole package?
I thought you're never going to play perfect. I'm sure there's some things that, you know, that we got to clean up. Most notably, you know, we're in a situation, in that 2-minute situation, obviously can't take a sack right there. And then I got to be better with getting a play call to him so we don't have to take that timeout and kick that field goal. It was a long field goal. Thank God Carlson made it. So it kind of covers up that mistake a little bit, but it's something we need to get corrected. But I thought all in all, I couldn't be more proud of just his performance, his poise. There's a big time belief in that locker room for Jordan Love. And I think the guys, they're going to rally around him. They're excited for him. They love him. They respect him. He comes to work every day. Great attitude, great energy. And I think you saw that today.
I know you got to manage Jones's touches for the long haul. I think he had 5 in the first series, none for the rest of the half. Is that okay with you, or what do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we got into some situations where it was some get back on track situations. We had way too many of them. I want to say we had 4 of them in the after that first drive. And I think we had, 23 plays at the half. So not a lot of plays. It was hard to get into a rhythm. It's never an excuse, but it's just the facts. And you could look and be nitpicky and try to get them the ball in certain ways. And certainly we got to do that because you can see the explosiveness that he possesses and what he does when he has the football. Hopefully it was just a cramp there at the end, but we'll see and we'll take a look at that. But I thought, yeah, he's a dynamic playmaker. There's no doubt about it. It is a long season, and we know that we got to manage him as best we can because he is one of the guys that just tilts the field in your favor when he's out there, whether he's getting the ball or not.
When you look at some of the young guys that helped Jordan have success, Romeo had the hamstring on the lead, two big touchdowns, Lucas got the sack early. You talk about the rest of the cast of characters, the young guys who stepped up today.
Yeah, I was really proud of our young guys. I mean, we had, I'm not quite sure how many rookies we had out there today, but there were a lot of them. And I thought, you know, for the most part, it was pretty clean. There's, again, a lot of things to clean up. But every time they go out there, it's a great learning experience for them. And the expectation is that they're going to learn from it, both good and bad, and continue to get better and better and better and grow along the way. And, you know, we just got to make sure that we continue to push them. And they got all those guys, I can say collectively, that rookie class has got just, they love ball. And it makes it fun to work with guys like that are going to push themselves and they're going to push each other to be better.
And what was your thinking putting together the game plan? Did you have a pretty good idea on Tuesday you wouldn't have Christian, and if you were going to have Romeo, it was going to be limited because you've got Malik Heath and Wicks out there? I mean, what was your thought process as you put your game plan together?
Well, you're trying to attack coverage and attack whatever looks that you think may be presented to you. But also we knew that the idea, at least going in, was try to lean on the run a little bit and try to get some big explosive plays in the pass game off the run actions. And I think, you know, it was hard to get into a rhythm, especially in that first half. Like I said, just too many get back on track situations. And then we had a lot of, you know, the run pass cans where if they give us one look, we're going to try one play. And you got to give them a lot of credit because they disguised pretty well. I thought the safeties did a really good job of showing one thing and bailing and vice versa, holding the shell and coming down on the snap of the ball where, you know, but that's football. And, you know, you got to give them credit.
So
when things don't go the way you want them to, you always come in here and you say, it starts with me. Do you and your offensive staff at least take a little bit of pride in the fact that you managed to scheme two plays where Luke Musgrave, there's no one even within the TV picture of him? Yet those throws that Jordan had to Jaden, I mean, those are really well-designed plays. Do you get to at least feel good about how you set up your quarterback to be in a good position today?
Yeah, the second one to Musgrave certainly isn't how you draw it up. I've never seen that happen before where we fumbled a snap and was trying to do it off our keeper action. Got to give Ben Sermons a ton of credit there. He's the one that suggested the play. You know, after he said, hey, when we get a first down right here, what about, we call that play a leak. He's like, what about the leak? And I was like, oh, yeah, Ben, I love it. So give him a lot of credit on that one to put that in my brain. And, you know, it's not always how you draw it up, but thankfully I was giving Musgrave some crap in there. I was like, man, I've never seen a guy so wide open not score or catch the ball and score right there. But, you know, you got a cramp on the play. So thankfully Jordan and Rome came through on the next play. Rome made a hell of a catch on that play, on the fade. That was big time.
That was big time. When you can joke about plays that don't go your way in a game, you know it's a happy locker room.
Yeah, you know it's going to be a good flight home when we can joke about a guy, a little cramp there at the end, but it'll be okay.
Our locker room reports today on Packers OT, brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We're just getting rolling. The U.S. Cellular Talk and Text line is starting to populate.
414-799-1973.
When we come back, we will spin through some of your text, get comments from people throughout the good land. It's a happy Packer Nation today. We'll also unveil our hardest working player of the game, brought to you by Manitou. Stay tuned. Packers beat the Bears today 38-20, and we're talking about it on Packers OT. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
The JC Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. JC Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Civic Media is hiring. We have an immediate opening for an administrative assistant manager. The job requires good computer skills, data entry, receptionist duties, manage our shopping show platform, assist company team members with day-to-day station and office operations, bookkeeping and accounting experience, attention to detail, and good communication skills. This position is full-time, Monday through Friday. We will train the successful candidate in all the radio technology and programs needed to do the job, offering a very competitive wage and benefits. If you're interested in joining a progressive company with room to grow and advance, please send your resume to darla.isham@civicmedia.us or drop it off at the radio station, or you can mail it to Civic Media, attention Darla Isham, Box 309, Park Falls, Wisconsin, 54552. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
98Q Country.
Jones with the left side of the quarterback in the backfield. Snap to left, dumps it over the middle. Aaron Jones makes the catch. 25-20, Teddy Wright. He's gone to the house. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Aaron Jones, electrifying 35-yard touchdown reception. Wow.
Indeed, a great fourth down conversion for the Packers on their way to a 38-20 victory in the season opener against the Bears at Soldier Field. Continuing Packers OT, Drew Wilson, Bill Schmidt, U.S. Cellular talking text line is starting to pop. 414-799-1973. But Billy, it is time for us to choose our hardest working player of the game. Aaron Jones worked hard today, had a little hamstring issue.
Yep.
And so did the trainers working on his hamstring after he exited after that touchdown.
Yeah, Flea should probably be in spot for this one as well. He's in the running.
Flea and Nate Weir, absolutely. But our hardest working player of the game is brought to us by Manitou, handling your world with some of the best construction, agriculture, and industrial equipment in North America. Give a Manitou dealer near you a call or learn more at Manitou.com. Billy, who do you got for our hardest working player of the game?
Absolutely, Aaron Jones could be in the running. There's a lot of guys, but I want to give it to one guy who last year took a lot of grief, especially on a lot of these postgame shows, Drew, because people thought he might not be working all that hard. Devontae Wyatt did not get a whole lot of snaps last year. Almost a little bit of a redshirt year, it felt like. 23, 25 snaps might have been his most in a game. He was a factor today. Three tackles, a sack and a half of Justin Fields, two TFLs, also credited with two more QB hits on the day. And 95 was taking up residency in the Bears' backfield, something you love to see from the first-round pick from a year ago.
He was playing with some anger.
Big time.
Kenny Clark had some great moments that we'll talk about.
But Slayton looked good in there as well.
Those guys up front, were the difference, because this game was going to be decided on who contained the run better.
Yeah.
And the Packers up front, they got push against the pass. Yeah. Those guys up front were great, and that made everything easier in the back.
Yeah, everything in the back was a lot easier because of what they were doing, especially also on the edge. We saw Rashawn Gary. How good is it to have 52 back in the mix? And how about Lucas Van Ness? He played more than I was expecting him to here today and played well.
And got his first sack. Now, he's a guy that we thought would be, okay, so this is the year that everybody talks about, the leap between year one and year two, right? Mm-hmm. Devontae Wyatt and Quay Walker came up today. And we expect Lucas Van Ness, well, it's going to take some time to season it. We saw it with Rashawn Gary. We saw it with Kenny Clark, who are now Pro Bowl caliber players.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, their careers got off to short. Then that's kind of the Packer way. We'll take the instant contributions.
Absolutely. Big fan of it instantly, but it also takes a little bit of time to learn how to beat guys at this level, right? Beat guys at the NFL level. And I just got to read this one before we get to the talk portion of the talking text line. Ray in Springfield, Illinois. Well, Ray's going to have a fun week, I can only imagine, being a Packer fan south of the border. This is about the best start you could have possibly hoped for Jordan Love. No interceptions, very few mistakes, three TDs. So far, it feels like he might own the Bears, too.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. The U.S. Cellular Talking Text Line, 414-799-1973. Let's go to Jerry in Milwaukee. Jerry, welcome to Packers OT.
Hello, hello.
Hi, hey, Jerry.
How are you doing, man?
Yeah, it's T, Terry.
Oh, Terry. My bad, Terry.
Welcome to Packers OT. What's going on, man?
I'm known as T Security. My comment is to add on to what you said, that defense. This is the first time in a long time I've seen both offense and defense perform. When you got your defense scoring and your offense scoring, it's nonstop. And this is just the first game. I hate to see, within three games, we're going to be five times better than what we were this first game. I knew it. The Packer team and the organization is known as getting better and better every game. And it's going to happen. My name is on Green Bay. I've been with them. I'm not going to date myself too much, but just around the same time Bart Starr got here.
All right.
I love that.
My dad was a Packer fan. I didn't know where I was at in 1967, But apparently, by the time I was 18, I realized I was at the damn ice bowl.
Terry, you sound like a guy who's really enjoying this week one victory. Thank you for
As you call. Should be. I mean, you think about how long and how much and how loud and vocal those fans down south have been, Drew. Savor every moment of this. This is just so much fun. I'm telling you, I did not stop smiling for that entire second half because of what kind of nightmare fuel it must be for fans of the Navy and Orange.
They've been chirping quite a bit. Let's go back to the phones. We got Colby calling us from Michigan. Packers fans are everywhere. Colby, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Kind of just echoing what you guys said, super proud of the offense, but let's give a shout-out to the defense. I mean, Van Ness, I heard a lot of crap from other fans that, you know, he didn't even start at Iowa, and he tracked down Fields and stuffed him on that play. Wyatt was a bust last year. He had a huge sack. And how about Darnell Savage? I thought he had a few of those short passes they tried, and he stuffed them for tackles for loss. I thought he really played well, too. The whole defense couldn't be happier with either side of the ball.
There you go, Colby. Thank you very much. Yeah, Darnell Savage, the Bears' screen game is one of the strengths of their
big-time
offense. And he was a missile coming in on some of those, and it kind of set a tone early.
And how about you lean on the guys that got you there? Kenny Clark. I mean, we've been joking about it for years. Get Kenny Clark some help. Get Kenny Clark some help. He created his own assistance, tracking down one of those screens. And Greg Olsen almost just stopped in his shoes. He couldn't believe it. Kenny Clark feels Khalil Herbert rolled right on past him. Wait, that was too easy. Young man. Come on back here, 24.
Oh, that was interesting. All right, let's go to line three. We got Alex and Star Prairie on the line. Alex, welcome to Packers OT with Drew and Billy.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Alex.
What do you got for us, Alex?
I was just going to say how great our O-line looked.
Well, Billy's the guru of the offensive line.
There you go. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, Alex.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, I was going to say how great our O-line looked against their – or how very good our O-line looked against their pretty mediocre D-line, and how very good our D-line looked, again, particularly Kenny Clark, against their kind of mediocre offensive line.
Okay, Billy, you're the guru. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, thanks,
we appreciate
Alex.
It. Yeah, people, I think, when they were factoring in how Jordan Love would perform this year, they kind of neglected that the Packers have a top five offensive line.
Yeah.
And he had pretty clean pockets for most of the day.
He was able to stand back and deliver the goods at any point in time. I mean, even one time, I want to say that was late first quarter, early second quarter. You noted as we were watching the game together, Rashid Walker came in and lined up at tight end, and it felt like they just brought in an extra pass blocker because they wanted to let him stand back there and try to push the ball vertically down the field. Didn't need any real help. Didn't really need to chip on anybody on that Bears front. And Alex also brings up a point that I know a lot of people are going to talk about. This is a Bears team that qualified for the number one overall pick last year. So
it's true.
There's one of these where you pump a little bit on the brakes. Maybe that's a little bit worse of a unit over there. However, you celebrate when you look as good doing it as the Packers did here today.
I know what the song and the T-shirt and the bumper stickers say, but as a friend of ours says, we don't want to contribute to the coarsening of the culture, so he likes to just say the Bears remain wholly inadequate.
Yeah, the Bears are who we thought they were.
That's
the 32nd-ranked team in football.
There you go. When we come back, we'll get some more of your phone calls. The U.S. Cellular Talk and Text Line, 414-799-1973. It always does robust business after a Packers victory, and the Packers beat the Bears 38-20. I don't know that the game was that close as the score indicates, Billy, but we'll talk about this in more detail, and we'll hear from Packers quarterback Jordan Love as we move forward on Packers OT. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Off the left hash mark. Orzic, the snap. High snap. Placement made. Kick to the upright. And it is good!
An under-the-radar moment in the Packers' 38-20 victory over the Bears this afternoon at Soldier Field. Anders Carlson hitting his first field goal as in the regular season in the National Football League. And, Billy, he needed a little help.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Whalen with a fantastic hold. I mean, that snap was up over his head, puts it on down, boots it on through. And you're right, a forgotten-about moment there because of how everything transpired in the second half. But the Packers were able to pull off exactly why you defer when you win the coin toss. Get that double up right there between the first half and the second.
That was interesting. It set a tone, kept the Packers hungry. Speaking of hungry, if you're wondering what's for dinner tonight and tomorrow, find the answer at Hy-Vee, your one-stop shop for dinner tomorrow and every night. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Going to take a quick break, and then, Billy, we'll get back to the U.S. Cellular Talking text line 414-799-1973. Back to our locker room reports presented by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Jordan Love, Packers quarterback, is on deck here on Packers OT. Packers Radio is presented by American Family Insurance. This is the Packers Radio Network.
Football is back, and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for a cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin strong. As a lifelong business partner with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, that's Wisconsin strong. Our local agents and employees give back to support their local communities while keeping Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Dear football fans, at Toyota, we've assembled a hard-nosed championship team. Check out the RAV4's versatile ground game.
Get behind the wheel of the Camry and see how this competitor gets its all to win. Or enjoy the Highlander, a big-bodied Defender with plenty of room to carry your squad. Plus, all these vehicles come with available all-wheel drive, so you can tackle any terrain. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Potawatomi Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
I'm Mary Ellen Stanek, president of Baird Funds. The Packers are unique in the NFL because the team is owned by the fans and part of the community they share. At Baird, we understand the difference a personal stake can make. Our employees own our firm, and together we earn Baird's reputation for excellence by always doing our best for our clients and giving back in our communities. Discover the Baird difference. Visit BairdDifference.com.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Fields takes the snap, scans the secondary with time, now fires it up in the middle.
Intercepted.
Quay Walker at the 30 to the 25, cutting right, breaks a tackle, spins to his left, still on his feet, 15-10, wow. He's going to the house, wow. For a pitch-six touchdown, Green Bay, and an opening day dagger.
Well, when Wayne calls a dagger, I think we've got our turning point of the game. Presented by your Wisconsin Toyota dealers, Dear Tough Terrain, bring it on. Toyota has 22 models with available all-wheel and four-wheel drive, perfect for Wisconsin winters. Toyota, let's go places. Drew Olson, Bill Schmidt back with you on Packers OT. Green Bay 38, Chicago 20 today at Soldier Field. That Quay Walker play, he did get drilled at the end zone, at the goal line, Billy, and ended up exiting with concussion symptoms. He's in the probably in the protocol. But it was a good play for him. He had an active day. Another player taking that year two leap
big
that we've
time.
Been talking about.
Yeah, and I also wonder how much, and when Matt LaFleur talks about it, and Joe Barry, who also deserves a lot of credit here today, making the move up to the box this year instead of being on the field coordinating the defense, being able to see everything from a bird's eye view and call the defense. Devondre Campbell was also right next to him all day long today, and I think that has to give you a little bit more confidence when you're out there in your second year, having one of the better inside linebackers in football alongside of you. But it can't be forgotten how much those guys in front help those linebackers. And Kenny Clark, TJ Slayton was having a fantastic game here today. And Devontae Wyatt, I mean, just fantastic start.
Yes.
To hopefully a massive second year.
We're going to hear from Devontae Wyatt with our pal Larry McCarron as we move forward with our locker room reports presented by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. But you talk about that turning point, Billy. Anytime you can get a pick six, it changes the energy, it changes the momentum. It just is absolutely a backbreaker for offenses. But in this case, the Bears entered the Packers were ahead. They scored 17 unanswered points. They were ahead 24-6. The Bears cut the deficit to 24-14, and then the Packers scored the two touchdowns in a 56-second span.
Yeah.
And that is the definition of a Toyota turning point.
Well, and two, just before that Bears touchdown, you and I were talking about it. The Packers felt like they had themselves a chance to put the game away. It's 24-6. You just had the big Aaron Jones touchdown. You get the ball on a short field. A penalty moves you kind of out of already baked-in field goal range that you could have went on and tacked on. Bears take advantage, go right down the field, have great vibes going. They were chasing some points, get the two-point conversion, and quickly slam the door in somewhat part thanks to number one in that navy and orange.
You mentioned a word that kind of gives you a little bit of a shiver, penalty. When they look at the film, Matt LaFleur said in his walk-off conversation with Larry McCarron, that it was far from perfect today. Well, one of the things that was far from perfect was that the Packers were whistled for 9 penalties.
Yeah, for 90 yards and a few different personal fouls.
And yes, and some of them were the kind that you just can't have. Devondre Campbell had one.
Kind of a lame one, it felt like, on T.J. Slayton when Jair Alexander bumped Justin Fields out of bounds.
Rudy Ford got stuck and then got mad and held onto a guy's leg.
Yeah, you can't have that one.
You can't have those. One. So that is an area that's, to quote the predecessor to Matt LaFleur, it's something that's going to have to be cleaned up.
Got to get that cleaned up. We got to clean up our own house.
9 penalties for 90 yards. The Bears had 7, and some of them were really damaging, too. The Packers were able to overcome their mistakes. And I think, Billy, that's one of the things that stands out in this game. Yes, they had chances to put it away. And we do have to remind ourselves that, yes, the Bears won 3 games last year and had the first overall pick in the NFL draft for a reason.
But if we're going to keep doing that and we're going to qualify all these with how these teams were a year ago, well, then there's going to be a lot of kind of tampering down the excitement because the Packers aren't going to play a whole lot of teams that were in the playoffs last year, right? I mean, you just look at this first 5-game chunk before we get to week 6 and you get to the year bye, and you can reassess everything. Atlanta looked pretty good today. They got themselves a win at home in their division, 24-10. So you go there next week, but if you come home for the home opener against the New Orleans Saints, who also got a victory here today at home, a modest win against Tennessee, come back 2-0 against the home opener, and then 4 days later, you get those Motor City Kitties coming on in here. They're flying high on the hog after upsetting Kansas City. I mean, it's just all stacks in that if you look at the records from a year ago, doesn't sound all that good. The next 4 opponents here, though, Drew, that the Packers are going to take on, all 1 in week number 1. So it shows how different the season can look pretty quickly.
Yeah, we'll take a look around the league as we move forward. We also mentioned we're going to hear from Devontae Wyatt, Jordan Love, and several other players as we move forward. Again, the Packers winning 38-20 today. If you're just joining us, if you missed the game, boy, you missed a fun afternoon. Jordan Love, 15 for 27 for 245 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 123.2 quarterback rating. And, Billy, the sweetest and maybe most unexpected part of today is that we got to see Sean Clifford in a mop-up role in Jordan Love's first start in the National Football League.
Oh, that's a chef's kiss right there. That's just beautiful.
Also interesting that in the waning minutes, when the Bears scored their last touchdown to make the score somewhat respectable, although 38-20 is still a whooping, they had their starters in on offense for the most part, and the Packers had everybody off with their baseball caps on, except for Rasul Douglas, who also had himself a good day and recovered the first fumble of his career.
And who had maybe one of the best lines leaving the field and walking up the tunnel of saying, it was a 30-year run, and now it's another 30 years, and now it's going to be another 30 years. The defense looked at the couple of guys that maybe were a little bit concerning, might be the wrong word, but stood out with some things to clean up over on that side. I thought Keyshawn Nixon left a little bit to be desired there in the slot. And you mentioned it with Rudy Ford. The penalty is the frustrating one, but got caught out of position just a couple of times today.
That's true. But the Packers were harassing Justin Fields for much of the day. They had 4 sacks, 6 quarterback hits. They forced him to fumble as well. Justin Fields on the afternoon, 24 for 37, 216 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. And that's the quarterback that a lot of fans, especially those south of the border, were telling themselves that was the more experienced quarterback in this matchup and that would carry himself and be and carry the day.
Yeah, and who was that massive acquisition that they grabbed in the wide receiver category for the number 1 overall pick, DJ Moore?
Yeah.
2 catches for 25 yards, Jair Alexander quoted after the game. Yeah, it was real quiet from him. I don't know if anybody thought anything else was going to happen.
He also had a penalty, which wasn't great.
Yeah. After Jair just got a little, now, just a little nudge in there.
The thing about Fields today is that he has hurt teams and he's hurt the Packers in the past with his running ability. 9 carries for 59 yards today and the lost fumble. So, Billy, the Packers were able to neutralize him pretty well in terms of, you know, and they missed some opportunities to get him as well. They could have had more sacks, right? And
yeah,
he is
no doubt
slippery, elusive, athletic, whatever you want to, adjective you want to use. But the Packers defense, and I saw at halftime of the television broadcast, Howie Long bringing up all the first round picks they've allocated to defense. He was, I think, kind of slighting the Packers offense at that. I don't know what his theme was at that point. But this defense performed pretty well today.
Yeah, and you just look at the expectations. Think about what this team is kind of going to have to be built on. That defense is going to have to keep them in a lot of these games. You knew that going in, and that's exactly what they did. They delivered you the dagger, thanks for Wayne, on the Quay Walker call. But more importantly, Drew, they allowed you to work through some second quarter woes offensively and then capitalize late into the game.
We're going to hear from Packers quarterback Jordan Love, a winner in his first game. Packers win today 38-20 at Soldier Field in the 207th meeting between the two teams. We'll be back with Packers OT. Packers Radio, presented by American Family Insurance. You're listening to Packers Football.